Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it seems as though I'm losing my voice a little bit here this morning already. I guess it's been too much turkey. Anyway, I want to welcome everyone. We have a great show every Sunday morning. I'm just so blessed to be able to do this. And, well, I don't know how long it's been, but a little about 7 years now since I've been doing internet radio shows, never realizing the path that God has put me on to be able to share what others are doing in their areas across the country and around the world. I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving today. It's a tradition that has been around for a long, long time, and it seems to get a little different every year with stores being open on Thanksgiving, people giving thanks one day and running people over the next day in the stores. It's kind of crazy. But my question is to everyone out there, are you thankful for anything? Not just on Thanksgiving. Being thankful that your family all gets to get together for whatever drama might be lurking at your family dinner, to get together and say thanks and celebrate, eat turkey, watch football, go home, and pretend like that day never happened the rest of the year. Are you thankful on a daily basis? If not, why not? A lot of times we create our own happiness and our own problems. And I have been working on trying to make every day something I'm thankful for. Now, I got to tell you, it's not always easy because as we wake up, our day begins and things happen that we didn't plan. But do you take time out and repeat how thankful you are for the blessings that you have to, one, either be able to get up and complain or just wake up and enjoy the day? What do you do around 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the morning when, you know, you're done being thankful and life gets started? How do you stay on path with being thankful for what you have? I read something this morning on social media about a parent and their daughter being out in traffic yesterday, and they got into a car accident. And when, thank God, everything was okay, no one got hurt, but their car was totally destroyed. And when they got home, they were so thankful that they stood in the entry of their home and just hugged for 10 minutes. And it made them think about how important it is to be thankful for all the things. Sure, you're going to get a new car out of it. It's great. But one thing that's really important, nobody was hurt. No life was lost. And you have to be thankful for that. Well, a lot of times we don't realize that happens every day in our life. We don't have to be in a car accident to be thankful to have our children or our spouse or our neighbor or that new person that you just met. To be thankful for something that you did to put a smile on someone else's face because you were able to help them. These are the things that we need to carry around with us every day, things of being thankful. So maybe you need to take a 3x5 card, a postie. Maybe you need to write it in the palm of your hand. Just write the word thankful. And try to be thankful every day. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving should be something that reminds you that you didn't do it for 11 months. It's time to catch up. Because then there's Black Friday, where everybody just goes crazy buying stuff. And that's a whole nother show. But the fact of the matter is, are you thankful on a daily basis for the things that you have in your life? Now, we don't all have piles of money. We don't all have piles of possessions, big houses. Some of us are suffering with illness. There's a lot of things that go on in our lives. And, you know, in our own little world, we don't realize what's going on next door. But are you thankful that your world is better than the other person? Are you thankful that through that darkness that you're going through, that you're going to be able to build your faith, gain strength? Okay, I heard, I believe it was in church last week that, you're dancing on the mountains and you're when you're in the valleys, it's a dark place. Just remember You have no testimony unless you're tested. So if you're going through hard times, just know that that's a test that you'll get through to be able to share and help others with. So be thankful. Just try to be thankful at least one part of your day. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here on Tough Talk Christian Radio, and I have two great guests, Gina Canone and Roxanne Robinson. We're going to talk about different things that are going on. They've authored books. They're doing great things. They work with others to help them get through their problems. A lot of times, you know, loving the Lord and leaning on God is the only way to get through things, but having people side by side with you, helping you get through those struggles, because we were made weak and we're never strong enough to do it on our own. So here's two ladies we're going to meet today that are going to show you another way of getting help or being helped and getting through the hard times. You can connect with us on social media. If you go to Facebook, you can find me, Tony Gambone, or Tough Talk Radio Network, and that's the network that we produce our shows out of here. If you want to know more about that, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the list of shows that are aired weekly here. If you're interested in doing your own show, always thought about doing a show, didn't have the time to do it or the knowledge how to, well, that's something we can help you out with as well. So check us out. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, bring up my first guest, and, well, we're just going to enjoy the day. So now, I want you to make sure to write down the word thankful, okay? Just write it down. And every day, find one thing that you're thankful for. And don't get discouraged. It might take you to the end of the day before you realize what it was. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Or not. It looks like my board is a little different. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to change directions a little bit, and we're going to bring Gina up on the show. Gina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Okay, now am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Canone?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Now, I have a cheat sheet here, Gina, but I want to let everybody know a little bit about you. So I know that you're in New Jersey. Could you tell us what part of New Jersey you're calling in from and where you're from originally?
I am calling in from Eatontown, New Jersey. I'm originally from Staten Island, New York. I moved not too far from Staten Island, so I'm still in the tri-state area. I just wanted a more peaceful and close to the beach environment to live in, that New York area. After a while, I was born and raised there, so I had enough. And I had to like just move along.
Very good. Now, you know, you're a certified clinical hypnosis, a hypnotherapist, okay?
Yes.
And so to me, right away, I think, you know, you could hypnotize me and make me do a lot of things. And that's just ignorance speaking. But in a way, you can do some things that really help people a lot. But before we get into all that, Gina, what is it that made you decide to go this way, in this direction, to take up this type of I don't know what you would call it.
This path?
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Well, I was always spiritual. I always believed in angels and my spirit guides from when I'm little. I was always psychic and clairvoyant. So I always had a mix of strong belief in God and angels and spirits, and then along with my psychic abilities. And through life, I always prayed and got answers to my prayers. But I got sick like you did, and, you know, there's always these critical junctions in life that it's just life has to change, and things, you just feel so blessed that you came out alive or okay, and you're thankful for your life, as you brought up thankful. And I hadn't written the book yet. I had started it when I got sick, and they told me I had under 3 years left to live. And because I'm a medium, I can hear messages from angels. And I heard a message, and they said to write the book. I have to tell you, it's not easy to write a book, and I wasn't you know, I just did what I was told, as I always do, because my belief is just unwavering. And I started writing the book. I didn't know where I was going to go with this book, how I was going to get published. I just knew that the message in the book would be strong enough that, and I knew it would help people if I wrote this book. So I ended up taking that route, and I was very thankful for my life, and I changed everything around. And I promised I would finish this book. So my accountability buddies were my angels, and it doesn't get higher than that. And I finished the book. And throughout my life, I always loved all the theories, which I believe in past lives, and we've lived before, and we come back to learn lessons and to grow spiritually and to continue going to different levels. So I decided to, you know, go become a certified hypnotherapist. But I fell in love with hypnotherapy because it covers not just the spiritual end of life and past life regression and all that stuff. It covers grief, fear, anger, any issues you might have that you need to get over. And it's an unbelievable process. It's like I have such a passion for it. And I help a lot of people. Everything is in the mind. Like, the mind is so powerful. So, like you said, you know, at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, you could either wake up being complaining, or you can wake up being thankful for something and positive. And that's the power of the mind. And in hypnotherapy, we teach you that, because with the hypnosis sessions, we teach self-hypnosis so that you can do this on a daily basis and make sure that you're changing and reprogramming your mind for the positive. And, you know, the more positive you think, the better things get, and you see things just differently. And they turned around fairly quickly. If you want to stay negative, things start to tend to just keep going negative. And people wonder, why is this happening? Why? You have to take that first step and turn it around. So,
I so agree with you, Gina. You know, I find it interesting how God allows us to get through some illness that allows people like yourself and I to see a different process than we were thinking. I know when I go to your website, and I want to let everybody know that they can find your website by going to spiritualmediumginacanone.com. So what I want to say is, in the beginning here, where I'm reading on your page, this wasn't your intent. In the beginning, you were a graduate of the Fashion Institute of Technology,
yes.
Degree in fine arts, award-winning muralist. I mean, you had your own TV show. This wasn't the direction that you started out on. And I find it interesting sometimes that people that are strong, you're a strong person, and sometimes I know for myself, I had to God really had to pay attention to me because I wasn't participating in the path he took me on. So when you do what it is that you do, do you find yourself, as for lack of better words, I mean, I've had spiritual healing, and it kind of wore the person out. Do you feel that energy just is like goes from you to them? I mean, can you feel that?
Yes.
I know people might think we're talking about witchcraft if they've never had the experience of that process, but for myself, okay, I had bad health, so I was willing to do anything because I was desperate. And like most people, if they're a smoker or overweight, mm-hmm. or anger issues or fear issues or phobias, self-esteem, and goodness knows, we know that if you watch the news, the world's full of this stuff. And
yeah.
You're able to sit down with someone, and it's not like you don't have a magic wand, right? You just kind of have a conversation with them. And then
Yeah. You
find out what part of their head is a little clogged up, and you help them unclog it. You're not the miracle worker. You're just someone that shows people how to get past themselves and open up into a different light to be able to stay on path. Am I reading that right?
Absolutely. That's what hypnotherapy is. Like, we guide the client. Do you know what's great about hypnotherapy opposed to talk therapy and other type of therapies that people might search out for help? Somebody can come to me with a traumatic experience. Let's say it's something super terrible, like a rape victim, let's say, or something terrible that they don't want to talk about. I don't have to know what happened to them. All I need to know is what the problem is, and they know what happened. They know what the problem is. I can guide them through, and they go through a process. I do something what's called parts therapy, the renowned Dr. Feldman's parts therapy from the Institute of Hypnotherapy. And you go in, and there's a process. And I don't have to know the whole story. I don't have to really know any of the story. They go there. They go in the process. They go in the mind, and it gets fixed. I guide them through it. And they do get regressed back to the origin of the problem, and they go there, and then they have to go through a forgiveness process, and it's a process. And they come out, and a lot of times they might shed a few tears during the session because they're letting it go. They're releasing these things that they might have carried with them, you know, for a long time. People carry a lot of things that have stemmed from childhood for many, many years. And this is one way to really release it and move on. And you feel so free and so wonderful. And, you know, we quantify everything. So on a scale of 1 to 10, if they come in and the issue's, you know, so terrible, it's a 10. It might really be a 20. But they'll say it's a 10 because I just ask them from 1 to 10. You know, and then we re-quantify at the end of the session. And I have to tell you, there a lot of the time it's down to 2, a 1, or a 0. And they stare at you like, I can't believe how good I feel. The sessions are recorded. They get to listen to them because it takes time to reprogram the mind. And they have to listen to it and come back. And, you know, each issue requires a different amount of sessions. But usually it's 3 to 5 sessions. And they feel absolutely wonderful. And you're guiding them through the process. And they have to trust you. And you have to have a good rapport with them. And that's up to the hypnotherapist to know what they're doing and that they're, you know, trained properly.
Let me ask you, Gina, now, maybe this is, I just want to, are you married? Do you have children?
I was married. My husband passed away. I went through a lot. And you want to know something, Tony? I'm so thankful. Mm. At the time, going through everything, my mother died, my father, everybody died right in a row, and it was traumatic. Then I got sick. They tell me I'm dying. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I started yelling at my angels. You know, I'm like, you're kidding me now? You got to stop. I was getting really mad. But you know, when you're going through these hard times and when people are listening, nobody likes it. It seems like the world is ending. It just seems like life is not worth living sometimes. You can't understand it all. But when you come out and you just hold on to faith, hold on to prayer, and just hang in there. Because now I'm so thankful I went through everything, because now I can help so many people because I've been through all these things. And I feel like I was put through them so that I can help people. As they'll say, I lost my spouse. Oh, I lost my mother. Oh, okay, I understand. Or they'll say, I've felt like this for over 10 years. And I'm like, oh, I understand. I have too. I've been there. So it's now at the other side of the, you know, I'm on the other side of the woods here. I'm thankful for actually going through all that. And I felt like I got a message not too long ago, and they said, you're good for a while. You're good. Like, I don't have to worry.
Yeah. I find it pretty incredible to be able to tell someone that you understand, but not by saying I understand. by speaking the words back to them that shows them that you understand, because unless you're in gone through that path, it's hard to be able to have that conversation. You can be compassionate and say, I'm very sorry for your loss, I understand, and people just, they hear that with a half an ear. But when you start speaking words that they can, they know that you understand from the wording that you're speaking, that you've been through it, it just brings a whole new level of opportunity for you to help them through it. So I'm thankful that God blessed you with all that. And I understand what you're saying about being thankful. Suffering with Crohn's for 40 years and supposed to be dead at the age of 25, now I'm 60, I was pretty angry. And now I'm very thankful that God put me through that. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be doing on a daily basis, and I'm careful what I ask for, because sometimes I'm like, oh boy, this isn't what I wanted. But you know what? If you show up every day and you start taking steps towards being better to help others, I mean, it's just, you can't explain the feeling that you get from that, other than what I tell people is try to help someone out every day. Just try it and see what happens, because that might be the brightness of your day. The rest of the day could be, you know, very dark. So,
well,
Gina, we're going to be running out of time. You know how fast this goes, because I want to mention you do have your own radio show on Monday nights on Blog Talk, and people can tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Positive Transformation on the Transformation Network. And that's a live show that people can tune in. What I want to make sure that we get covered is your book.
Yes.
You mentioned that you didn't know you were going to write a book, that you were told to write a book, and you just started writing a book. And coming from someone who's authored 4 books and still has to use spell check, I get it. But let's talk about the book. Some of the things that are in the book, some of the things that people are saying about the book, and where everyone can purchase the book.
Okay, the book is called It's Time to Believe, in Angels, Spirit Guides, and Yourself. They could get it on Amazon, and I'm also in Barnes & Noble. I'm doing my third book signing in Arizona, Flagstaff, in February. It comes in an e-book or paperback, so they can get that there. They can also get it through my website, gchypnotherapy.com. And I also have a seminar coming up in New Jersey at the Sheraton Eatontown Hotel on January 7th. They could just reach out and give me a call if they're interested in a hypnotic life coaching seminar, how to completely change and create the life you want. And that's January 7th. That's a Saturday. My number is 917-865-4662. And the book is for those who are connected spiritually, would like to learn how I pray. There's a way to pray and get answered these prayers. You should know why you're praying and why you deserve what you're praying for. There's a depth process in the way I pray. And testimonial-wise, people who have read the book, I get text messages and phone calls and emails all the time saying, you know, I did what you said in the book, and I prayed the way you said, and it got answered, and my life's changing. So there's a lot of how-to things in the book also, not just all true stories from my life of answered prayers and psychic and clairvoyant events throughout the whole book. And there's a book, there's a chapter on Lose the Fear. Because fear holds everybody back, and if I could teach people one thing, I would like them to be, you know, fearless in life and to go for their goals and their dreams and not to be afraid that you are watched, I believe, by God, angels, and your own loved ones that have crossed over. And also that to learn how to hear the messages. A lot of people get these messages and they blow them off, or they chalk them up to something else. And no, you're getting messages because they want you to hear them. It must be very frustrating on the other side for those who aren't getting their messages. And they have to keep sending them and sending them. So the book is I got to tell you, I'm proud of this book. It was hard work. I had a lot of respect for writers while I was in the process of writing the book. I'm like, oh, so this is what they go through.
I hope people will go on your website or to Amazon, and you know, you're going to see reviews that as you mentioned, it's a good read. Couldn't put it down. So easy to understand. Heartfelt, spiritual, and honest. Okay, so there's four words there that we don't see too much on the news. Understand, heartfelt, spiritual, and honest. Okay, so I think that if people will take the time out to read the book, it might be the first step. Gina, what's some of the things that you see people struggling with? You mentioned through hypnosis, it's easier for people to speak because they don't have control as much of their hidden past. They can release some of that information, and a lot of times in the coaching programs that I've attended for life coaching, it's about getting past those things that were put inside you way back when you were a child that you perceived, not that anybody did it to you, that you might have perceived it to be a certain way. And, you know, I've sat in a crowd of people, of 150 people, and cried like a baby in the front of the room and thought, oh, my gosh, you know, how am I going to walk off the stage? But I felt relieved. So how do you find your way through that with people? Because if someone comes to you, I'm sure they were recommended, or maybe they were in a life-threatening situation. But how does that, for the people out there that are on the fence about this, how does that kind of go? How do you walk them into the opportunity to take a chance on themselves?
Well, they have to start with that one step. So sometimes in life coaching, the big picture could look too big or too fearful for them. So, example with my book, I couldn't look at the end result and what was going to happen at the end. The end result, I wanted to get published, but then I put that on the back burner. I had to just start with writing the first chapter or something I wanted, or write down my stories. I had to break it down into very small increments to make it comfortable. People, you know, hypnosis helps them to remove these fears and these things that are blocking them and to let go of the past issues. You know, I wish I could bring hypnotherapy to the school system and catch the people at a younger age, because it tends to be people that are in their 40s, 50s, coming, and they've carried these issues for a long time. But somebody could just tell a child when they're young, oh, you're just a loser and you're never going to be able to do that. Well, you know what? That's what's stuck in their head for the next 20 or 30 years, and that's what could have caused them from not trying and getting out of their comfort zone, or and that fear of being a failure has stuck with them. And this is what I go in and fix. And I would rather fix it as soon as possible for everybody. The life coaching, you know, I want people to feel happy every day. Of course, things happen in a day that can trigger, like, why did that happen? But then you have to switch it. You have to reprogram your mind to just turn it around and be thankful for whatever else is coming and stay on the path. It's a wonderful experience to take on your own life and say, I know I could change this. They have to want to change it, though. You know, the people who don't want to change their life and they're just going to use excuses, those people are hard to they're hard to change, because you first have to really, it's like the smoker coming in. You have to want to quit smoking or I can't help you. And I won't take you as a client and I won't take your money. And I'll just tell you to leave and come back when you're ready to tell me that you want to quit. So there has to be a deep life-changing moment that says to you, I need to change my life. and I want my life to be better, and I don't want to feel stuck. And that's when it all starts to work. It comes with that first inner thought. So if they can get to the first inner thought, then it can change.
Well, Gina, time, as you know from doing your own radio show, goes quickly.
Okay.
Great stuff. I'm looking to have you back on because I'm just going to take a shot at this and say, are you working on a second book?
Yes, I am.
It's hard not to once you do one. I get it. And I hope that you're going to come back and share with us that the launch of that book. And also, I know you have an event coming up real soon there in the New Jersey area where people can plug into you live. Can you tell them that information?
Yes, they can sign up for this seminar, How to Completely Change and Create the Life You Want. It's January 7th, 2017, a Saturday from 9:30 to 2:30 at the Sheraton Hotel in Eatontown. And it's for those people who want to make a change for a better life. If you feel stuck, if you're a little bit lost about the purpose of your life, how to attain your goals and succeed and lose the fears, and to get yourself on the right path for the beginning of the year and create your future. You will be getting two hypnosis sessions within this seminar. Dr. Helene Feldman will also be a speaker with me. She is a worldwide keynote speaker. She's been to Japan, India, and Canada, and she will be doing future life progression. So it's going to be a great seminar. It's $85. It includes lunch. And we're getting filled up, but you could reach out to me and go on gchypnotherapy.com or just call me at 917-865-4662, and I'll talk to you more about what the seminar will be about. And I teach at the Institute of Hypnotherapy in Edison, New Jersey, for those who want to come to some of the classes and get certified in things that will enhance their own business. I'm doing a book writer's workshop in February for those who have a book in their head for many years. It's getting filled up also. And it's 1 weekend a month for 4 months. And they're going to write. We're going to make you actually write. So that's a great course. So go on. They can go on partstherapy.com and look up the courses. And I know we're running out of time. We could talk all day, so.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time out with us this morning and explaining everything that you're doing and giving us some personal history and your background of what you went through and the grief that you had to go through in life to figure out the help that you are to others. And I hope the people listening out there will connect with you because there's more of us troubled than not, and this could be an avenue for you. It might not be for you. Like you said, you have to be willing to want to make a change. But if you are, I think that Gina can make a big change in your life. So reach out to her. And Gina, once again, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I just can't thank you and appreciate your time with us.
Thank you for having me, Tony. My pleasure.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to bring up my next guest, a young lady by the name of Roxanne Brown Robinson. She's a minister and the founder and CEO of Kingdom Girls International Ministry. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone. If you're just tuning in, you missed an incredible guest, Gina, and you can find out more about Gina by going to her website. Okay, where is it here? Okay, gchypnotherapy.com. She's got a great workshop coming up, a great book that you should take time out to read, and a great interview here. You can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and hear the recording as well. My next guest is a young lady by the name of Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson, and she's the founder and CEO of Kingdom Girls International Ministries, and she's also the host of Kingdom Girls Experience on radio as well. We have two ladies today, two guests that also use the radio platform, internet radio platform, to help spread their messages. So if you're out there and you're looking to try to figure out how to get the word out, well, this is a great opportunity for you to understand the power of the internet radio. So without wasting any time, I want to welcome Roxanne to the show. Welcome, Roxanne.
Thank you. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for taking time out today for us. Now, I always try to find a little bit out about my guests. So where are you calling in from and where are you from originally?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm originally from Easton, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, I have one from New Jersey and one from Easton. I grew up right outside of Philadelphia. Of course, I haven't lived back here for a long time, but it's old home week here. So tell me a little bit about your background. I mean, you're a minister. How long have you been a minister?
I've been a minister since 2009.
Okay. And as a child, were you made to go to church? Did you like to go to church? Did you not go to church? What brought you to the path of deciding? Because that's a step and a half, at least, to put that word minister in front of your name.
Right. I would actually call it a divine setup. Yes, as a little girl, we went to church with my mother. Went to college and kind of got away from going to church, and then once I graduated from college, I found that what I was majoring in college was probably not the path that I really wanted to take, and then I just began to, you know, do some soul searching. My father went into the ministry. He has passed since a year now, but he went into the ministry probably in the early 90s. And I received the calling on my life in 1998. So church has always been a part of my life. When it comes to ministry, I would say that I became more serious about ministry around 2002 and began to basically develop, you know, workshops and programs for women. And so that's kind of how my path. So I've always been a church girl.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. I asked that because I found the Lord about 7 years ago now. So I was always late to the party and strong-minded, didn't want to give in. But I got there as quickly as I can, and I'm so thankful for it now. But I will often think a lot of times, Roxanne, that I really went in the wrong path as far as, you know, raising my kids and doing all these different things, right? But because I got there late. But I did find out that I was able to use what I learned along the wrong road to help other people get off of the wrong road. So you work with girls, okay? And I know that you have, I believe you have Kingdom Girls Empowerment Tour January, coming up in January, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So this is what the internet brings to people. If you type in Roxanne Brown Robinson Ministries International or just Roxanne Brown Robinson, this is what comes up on the internet. This is really powerful that people can plug in like that. What is this tour about?
This tour is about empowering the women of this world, of this kingdom, of the universe. It's an international tour in which I basically had a vision back in 2009, and that vision really didn't come into fruition until last year, this time when I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. And I am proud to say that I am a 1-year survivor. And
Amen.
What started to happen was I began to realize what my true purpose was in life. Not only do I minister to young girls, I minister to women in general, but the young girls between the ages of 18 to 35, or to say young women, they are, you know, the millennials, the next generation of leaders and evangelists and prophets and teachers. And we need to raise them up properly to teach them what it means to lead, how to lead, and why, you know, they've been chosen to lead. But we've, through my research, I found that there's a lot of women in general, whether they're younger or older, that they're walking this earth and they really, really don't understand why they're here or what their purpose is. And so I've created a phenomenal I am statement everywhere I go, on my blog talk radio, Kingdom Girls Experience, or if I'm speaking somewhere at a women's event, I always start out and end with my I am statements. It's geared towards whatever my audience is, and I begin to affirm to the women that I, or the young women that I'm ministering to, that they have to know who they are. So I always start out with something that might say, I am a great leader, or I am designed to lead. I am more than a conqueror, something very profound that says when you say that to yourself every day over and over again, you begin to believe it, and then you incorporate it into your daily life, so that if you're focusing on, I'm going into ministry, I want to start a business, or I just simply want to be a young woman or an older woman in the marketplace that knows my purpose, knows what my true role is in life, it kind of ignites that fire within them to go forth whatever God has called them to do, because we're all called to something.
Yes, and so I want to, and I try never to do this on the show, but I just can't help but today, I'm just being led here. You know, we just experienced an election, and,
yes.
You know, the winner was the winner, and, you know, the whole, that's a whole show in itself about respecting who's picked or whatever. But I know that a lot of women, I don't know whether it's media, the way people speak, but a lot of women were upset with the way, and I'm sure that I know I was as a man, upset about the way that was portrayed. Okay, and in today's world, we're supposed to be past that, just like
right.
We're supposed to be past a lot of things that we're not. And I, you know, I'm not going to go too far on the subject, but, you know, years ago, they started giving trophies to the winner and the loser. And so it kind of made a little bit of entitlement type of thing there. So when you talk about millennials and our upcoming generations, that's hard work. To get past that process, one, to understand them, two, to be able to get what they're saying, and three, to try to sway them a little bit to the middle instead of just being on one side of it. How do you, or do you, find that a challenge?
I always find it a challenge simply because a lot of us, whether we're a woman or a man, we have certain things that have been embedded in us, in our minds, basically through our childhood experiences, what we've been taught by our parents, what we've been taught in the church. And there's a lot of bad habits that we have been exposed to that we probably internally don't recognize. So when I was talking about those I am statements, I deal with the internal things that create an atmosphere for change. And, you know, anytime when you use the word change, there's a process. If we have to change the way we think, it's a process. If we desire to change the way we're going to live our lives, it's a process. If we have a habit that needs to be broken, it's a process. So there's always going to be a challenge. However, within that challenging realm of our thinking, when we change that thing, that one thing or two things or whatever, that has created a roadblock, if you will, to our future, to our destiny, I always encourage the challenge, and I encourage the women that I speak to accept the challenge, because in the end, when you've gone through that process that takes you to another way of thinking, you're going to see victory on the other end. So I always accept the challenge, but in essence, yes, it certainly is a challenge.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch the TV news as much as I would like to because of the challenge, I guess you could say. And I have found that it's better for me to not to hear it so that I don't have a judgment on it, so that I don't put myself in the same boat as I'm complaining
right.
about. Okay, so, some of the topics that we were going to talk about was the power of waiting in God, okay, and keeping the fire burning. I think we covered that a little bit there, but embracing the change is another thing that is, once you see it, embracing it, keeping a hold of it is important. But here's the one I really want to talk to you about, the significance of the storm, because I don't know, I guess I can speak for myself. There's a lot of days where it looks stormy to me. And, once you get the first three spots down, then the significant, it's like the power of waiting, the keeping the fire burning, and embracing the changes, okay? And then you throw the storm in there. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Can we talk about the significance of the storm?
Oh, yes. You know, I'm so glad that you brought this up, because I did a study on the flight or the life of an eagle. And a lot of people might not realize that eagles, they don't hang around with, I would say, a sparrow. They hang around with other eagles. You know why? Because eagles truly know their purpose. And not only do they know their purpose, but they love flying in the midst of a storm. Why? We don't know the true reason why. But the significance of a storm, when you make the analogy of an eagle has power, and an eagle has keen eyesight. They can be in the storm, and they could see the enemy, or they could see what their food that they're trying to eat. They can see it far beyond the natural eye. So the significance of a storm, when an eagle is flying in the storm, he is saying that the storm's going to come and the storm's going to go. There's always going to be storms in our lives. Sometimes the storms are horrific, just like we just witnessed the hurricane all across the country. There were certain cities and towns that received devastation of damage. And then there are other places that were not damaged. But the significance of what God tried to teach us in the storm, that we can rise above the storm just like the eagle. When the eagle is in the storm, when he comes out, he goes up higher on the mountain, and he retreats for a little while until it's time for him to go back in the storm. So he doesn't run from the storm. He runs to the storm. And that's what a lot of us don't want to encounter in life. We would rather have a life that says, well, I'm just going to go through life and nothing's going to happen. Well, how do you learn from that? If you've never been in a storm, how are you going to know how to endure the storm when it comes? How are you going to know how to raise your children to rise above adversity and calamity and circumstances that come into our life that a lot of times, Tony, we don't have any control over? But if we learn the significance of the storm, we know that eventually the storm is going to pass. the storm's going to come again. But when that storm comes, we can endure it. We can embrace it to say, you know what? I know what this looks like. I've been here before. I've faced horrific things in my life. I've faced, a place where I had to make hard decisions to move forward in my life. But when I recognize that there is a true significance in that storm, like the eagle, when the eagle is riding in the storm, he's saying, I'm not going to allow the storm to affect me in a way that it hinders me from moving forward. Instead, the eagle embraces the storm and says, when this storm is over, I can still continue to fly, and I'm flying higher, and I'm rejoicing in the fact that I made it through that storm, and I'm going to make it to the next storm and the next storm and the next storm, because I know who I am. The eagle knows its purpose. And if we would all just embrace the concept that once we discover what our purpose is, when the storm comes, we will not be afraid of it, but we will embrace it, ride through it, and just continue to just flow in a way in which that when we recognize, when we see the winds blowing, when we see the turbulence coming, like the eagle, we will embrace the storm because we know the significance of what it represents.
I love the analogy of the eagle. I was making notes there because there's times when I need something to reflect back on. Because the storm is, I can see the clouds, and I can't feel the raindrops yet, but I know it's coming, and I don't know how to prepare myself. So sometimes just a little note of some sort, that's how God blessed me with doing this radio show, because every Sunday I get to get something out of the message from guests that just allows me to dig in stronger next time around, or to be able to spread that information with someone else to help them get through it. And you know, we talk about the eagles. It's in the Bible.
Yes.
It mentions that. And so is that where you – I'd like to know how you came to that. Was it just something that you came across in the Bible? Is it something that just came to you about eagles? Or how did you come up with that analogy? Because that is awesome.
Well, I first started out with Acts 17:11, which the word simply says they received the word with the great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily. And there is a scripture, and I'm trying to pull it up on my laptop that talks about the eagle. But before I do that, let me just share with you two other significant things about the significance of the storm. In regards to an eagle, eagles have strong vision, and they have the ability to focus on something up to 5 kilometers away. When an eagle sights his prey, he narrows his focus on it and sets out to get it. No matter the obstacle, the eagle will not move his focus from the prey until he grabs it. And the other analogy is that the eagle tests before it trusts anything. When a female eagle meets a male eagle and they want to mate, she flies down to earth with the male pursuing her, and she picks a twig. This is really crazy. She flies back into the air with the male pursuing her. Once she has reached a high height enough for her, she lets the twig fall to the ground and watches it as it falls. The male chases after the twig, and the faster it falls, the faster he chases after it. And it goes on to say that the eagle never wavers from its assignment. It always stays on course because it recognizes that there is a purpose about what they're have to show us as human beings. And I'm pulling up the scripture now. I'm going to read it to you. And it comes from Ezekiel 17:7. which says that there was another great eagle with great wings and much plumage. And behold, this vine bent its roots towards him and sent out its branches towards him from the beds where it was planted, that he might water it. And that's us as Christians. We need to water our purpose. We need to, when we talked about the significance of a storm, we need to recognize that what the purpose is. And then there's another scripture, Isaiah 40:31, that says, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. And the key word is strength. So when I began to study the eagle, these are the scriptures that came in. And then the Lord said, go out there and see what an eagle really does. And so when I began to study how they love to fly in the storm, I'm thinking, who in the world would want to be excited about being in the middle of the storm? And so the essence of that is to say, okay, we are in, I'm going to give a personal testimony. I lost my father on Thanksgiving Day last year, and I was all alone when I received the news. Then, this year on Thanksgiving, my mother had a stroke. She's in the hospital right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And I began to think about this interview. And I was like, wow, Lord, you really want me to do this interview this morning with all that I'm going through? You know, grieving the loss of my father, who was the pastor, my best friend in the whole wide world, and now dealing with this with my mother not being with us, you know, at the Thanksgiving table. And he said, remember what I taught you about the eagle. That the eagle gains strength when he's in the middle of the storm. So you're in the middle of the storm right now. But don't let that hinder you from doing this interview. Don't let it even hinder you from what you have to do tomorrow, what's coming in January, because there's a significance in what your purpose is. And because you know who you are, he always calls me daughter, because you know who you are, daughter, you're going to tell these women about how you gain strength like an eagle in the midst of a storm. And that just blew me away.
Wow, that blows me away. That, I mean, you had more than enough reason not to be on the show today. More than enough reason that anyone would even suggest that you shouldn't. Wow, you're blowing me away. That is just awesome. And it is so, I mentioned earlier in the show, a sermon last week at church, that they said that if there's no test, there's no testimony. And God knows that you're surely being tested to deliver such a great testimony to the people that you're coming to, not only today and tomorrow, but in January, the group of people that you're coming to. So I am really sorry for you, for your struggle right now with your mom, and my prayers are with her. But I'm really thankful that God blessed us with you today to give us this information, to people know that it's no matter what the storm is, there's a reason at the end of the storm that you need to go through it, fly through it like an eagle. That is just, holy cow. Thank you so much, Roxanne, for bringing that to the show today. Yeah, you had me a little choked up there. that's awesome testimony. I love to hear people's testimonies like that, because it allows others to know that what you think you're going through, you haven't experienced yet. And when you go through it, you're going to be able to help others going through it. Because what do you say to people to tell you that information if you've never experienced it? So, man.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're up against the clock, and you have a book that I want to make sure that people know about, Saturated in His Glory. It's going to be released in December. How can they get it? And how can we get you back on the show after it's released?
Yes, they will be able to purchase the book on Amazon.com. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, on my website, and I would be more than happy